Kia ora. My name is Joseph Hullen and I'm a trustee on Mata Pōpiri. We're in the green space or Ngā Māra or Te Wera in the Peter Tohori Centre. Peter Tohori was the first upoko rūranga of Ngāi Tuahuriri. Upoko rūranga is perhaps the same level as your mayor in the modern day governance of the city, of the local council. And so Ngāi Tahu had bought the old King Edward's barrack site as a land bank in the late 70s. In due course, Ngāi Tahu Properties developed the King Edward barrack site and the old Christchurch police station site into the Peter Tohori Centre. During the initial planning phases, Ngāi Tuahuriri met with Ngāi Tahu Properties and outlined some of the mitigations that they would like to see included in the design to offset the environmental harm of the footprint of the building. They included treating the stormwater on site before it was plumbed into the river. Our argument being, well, we gather and we eat from the river, so for us to discharge contaminated water would be effectively just tipping it onto our own dinner plate. The main attraction here are the rain gardens. Their primary purpose is to clean the stormwater generated by the site. So all of the water is channeled towards the rain gardens. It percolates down through the soil and the gravels and the sediments, down through a geotextile membrane before it flows out into the stormwater channel and out into the river. The other benefit is that the rain gardens are planted predominantly in native species, so in this case harakeke and kōwhaes, wīwī and pangas. And so those native species, you would naturally expect to have seen them here 100, 200, 300 years ago, and they assist in that process of naturalising the city and attracting bird species and other species back into this area. The idea of rain gardens has been extended throughout the CBD for the same purpose, to ensure that we can capture as much of the stormwater contaminants generated by the Christchurch City rebuild before it flows into the river. There are also active and passive energy measures on site. So there is a heat transfer using the aquifer to help warm and cool the building. Water from the aquifers, 35 metres below, is pumped up, utilised, and then returned back to the aquifer, 20 or so metres. There are also solar panels on the roof, double glazing, or in some cases perhaps triple glazing, and also window treatments to help minimise the heat loading on the building from the afternoon sun. Another of the initiatives we asked for, as well as rain gardens, is to ensure that heavy metals like zinc and copper are prevented from leaching into the system by sealing them with an inert coating. Architects like it because it has a patina, but the leaching of the heavy metal of copper into the waterways accumulates in the various species in the food chain, and that passes its way up. So by removing that opportunity, we're ensuring the health of the food chain, and by extension, our health.